And I want to welcome you to the podcast for this week. On the I Want to Know More podcast this week, we're going once again to Psalm 18, Psalm number 18. Last week, we talked about the concept of hinds feet in high, on high places and how that is talking about progressive training. This week, we start at verse number 34, Psalm 18, verse 34, He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. All right, let's settle there for just a minute. Because this we're not finished with this idea of progressive training. You know, Paul makes a statement, work out your salvation. Work out your own salvation. And whenever I see that, I immediately think of exercise. Exercise. That's a workout, right? Workouts. And workouts have to be tailored for the individual. I've been watching a series of YouTube videos that are kind of funny. It's this guy who is he's not a bodybuilder, he's a power lifter. And that's what he trains for, is powerlifting. And he goes and pretends to be a cleaner, and he's got a mop, and that mop weighs like 60-something pounds. For a mop, and he displays this mop, and he's effortlessly guiding it along, and people are just amazed. But workouts have a purpose and have a target. You can't just lift weights and automatically get better at it. There's things you have to do, and it is tailored to who you are. I've tried doing workouts before, and maybe I'll try again. It's a really good thing to get into. It's a good discipline to get into. Getting your heart rate up and doing aerobic exercise as well as calisthenics and strength training, that's all important. But again, each body is individual. Each person's individual. What works for you might not work for me. It's very individualized. And anyway, this guy has an app, and that's what that app does. Is it plans your workouts for you to bring maximum benefit. Now, why doesn't God just give you the strength immediately? David says he's trained his hands for war. Now, that takes some time. That takes some time. He even says, so that a steel bow is bent in by mine arms, a bow of steel. He's talking about some serious strength. And that serious strength requires some serious work to get. You don't get that in one day. You know, physically speaking, physiologically speaking, in the biology of the human body, you don't reach ultimate strength after one workout. You've got to work out for a while. Now, different people, again, differently. Some people get to a high strength level quickly, and some don't. Some, they're bodybuilders, and they look big, but it's hilarious watching this guy on the video, because he's not a big man. He's not a big man at all, but he is absolutely stout as an ox. And he goes through, and he acts like he's a bumbling person, and not real smart about it, and not real strong or anything. He's wearing loose clothing, so he makes him look really skinny. And then he goes over here and he lifts, 500 pounds off the ground. Deadlifts 500 pounds. And people look at him like, wait, what? And he toys around with them a little bit. He says, oh, this weight's not real. It's plastic. And he's playing around with them a little bit. And I get a kick out of it. I really do. I get a kick out of it. It never gets old. Watching people's minds blown by a small guy who can outlift them. that is so funny to me. But different people require different workouts. And exercise is a progressive act. And here's the thing about it. The further up you get on the curve, the more you have to exercise. To maintain the top level, peak level, you've got to exercise almost continually. At the elite athletic level, at the Olympic athletic level, or the World Cup level, You really do have to be a professional athlete, just about. That's what you earn your money at, because you're going to be working out almost every day. No, I'm sorry, almost every hour. Let me rephrase that. You're going to be working out continually. I mean, these professional football players, professional basketball players, professional soccer players. Of course, the rest of the world calls soccer football, and they call what we call football American football, which is very different, a very different sport from the original football. You know, most of the world says football should be played with the feet, not the hands. but that's the way the American sport has developed over the years. And that's what's played, and that's what's coming up, especially in high schools and whatnot. Football's a big deal. Football's a big deal for a lot of schools. It's one of the biggest of the sports. It rakes in the most money in terms of advertising dollars. The Super Bowl, the football contest of the Super Bowl, a single 30-second ad on Super Bowl Sunday could be millions or even tens of millions of dollars. And that's because people are willing to pay it. People are willing to pay for that placement because they know the country's watching, because it is a very, very popular sport in the United States. And these football players, professional football players, they live it. That's their life. That's what they do for a living. And they're out there every day training. They're out there every day exercising. They're keeping themselves in absolute peak condition to be able to do their daily job. Now, there's some things that could be said about that. You know, we could talk about that with every job. You need to keep yourself in peak condition, whatever your job is. If you work in an office and you type and do transcriptions, you would work on your typing speed and accuracy. If you're a computer programmer, you'd work on learning new languages and keeping up with the latest and greatest things that are going on. If you're a welder, you'll work on that. You'll practice that. You'll think about it. And when you get to the really, really important welding jobs, like on a welding in a mold or something, then that practice pays off. Practice. We were in Brevard a few nights ago, and there was this young fella. He was practicing his skateboarding tricks in the Food Lion parking lot. And he was missing more than he was getting, but he was getting a bunch. And as he was going along, up to a point, he was getting better. There comes a point in exercise where you've gone too far and you get worse, and it makes it worse. I learned this back in high school band. The band director understood that there was a place where practicing the contest music for band contest, the band would peak. And that peak corresponded with a place where the piece of music was still exciting to the band to play, and the practice had got to the point to where they were hitting all the right notes in the right timing and everything. Practice too much, you get tired of it. You get burnt out on it. Not practice enough, you never get to that peak. And you want the peak to occur on the day of the contest. That's the idea. But it's a progressive thing. It's a stepwise thing. And in the Word of God, we're told that. We're supposed to, the Bible is here, it's line upon line, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. That's the way the Bible reveals things. And that's the way the Christian life progresses. Here a little, there a little. You learn a little bit different exercise from time to time. And it strengthens different muscles. And you go through different trials and things happen differently. And that exercises your spiritual physique in a different way each time. Yeah. And it's very, very important for the child of God to get the right kind of spiritual exercise. And it needs to be frequent. Now there's three parts to your relationship with God. Your relationship to God the Father is worship. Your relationship to God the Holy Ghost is prayer. Your relationship to God the Son is the reading of the Scriptures. You need all three of those things. Study, pray, and worship. All of those are required for a Christian to hit peak performance. And you can hit peak performance. Now the problem is, peaks are just that. You're only on the peak for a brief amount of time. Sometimes it plateaus, and where it feels like it doesn't go up any higher. Cooking brisket, for instance, barbecuing brisket. There's something called a stall. And that stall occurs because water is evaporating, and that takes the heat away faster than the heat can go in, and the temperature doesn't rise. And that usually happens somewhere in the 160s, maybe 170s, in terms of degrees Fahrenheit, where that usually happens. And at that point, a lot of pit masters will wrap their brisket to keep the evaporation from occurring quite so rapidly, because that's what dries it out. That's what happens when you overcook. You overcook, and it gets dried out. Workouts have to be paced. They have to be designed, but they have to stretch you a little bit. You stretch each time. You go through and you increase your reps, or you increase the max, or you increase the different things, and there's a progression of strength training. You don't just go up and start trying to lift 500 pounds. You might pull your arms out of its sockets, because not only are your muscles getting strengthened, so are your tendons, so are your ligaments, and you have to be real careful, and so are your bones to a degree. Bone doesn't grow like muscle grows, but those things have to be toughened. And toughening those is a very precise process. It really is. Because you can be so strong that you can break yourself. You can. And I've seen a few of those videos as well, where people, where their ligaments or their bones or something catastrophically gave way while they were lifting big weights. Those are not pleasant. Those are not pleasant at all. But it happens, and that happens to we Christians if we're not really careful. If we're not really careful, and let God do the way, do the training. God's the one that has to do the training. We don't know what pace we need to be on. He does, but we have to trust Him. We have to trust Him. And strength training means you got to pull weights. You got to pull heavy weights. You don't get trained for war without doing some fighting. At least sparring. And that happened through David's whole reign. There's things happening. It gets a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. It's a progression. By the end of his life, spiritually, he's as strong as he's ever been, even though his flesh is about as weak as it's ever been. David gets in a pitiful situation toward the end of his life. He does, physically speaking, but spiritually he's on top of his game. Spiritually he's the best he's ever been, and he's been trained for it. Trained for spiritual warfare. Trained to do spiritual warfare. Spiritual strength training. It's difficult. It's testing. You end up getting sore. That's one of the things about strength training. You get sore. And the idea is knowing when to pick it back up after being so sore. You can try to speed it up too fast if you ain't careful. And the Lord knows what you can handle. The Lord knows exactly how much you can bear. The Lord knows exactly what your limits are. I still remember doing a little bit of weightlifting back in high school. I guess it was my freshman year of high school. It was the last year we had physical education as part of the required curriculum. And part of that physical education, we go down, usually one day a week, we go down to the field house at the football field, and we go and we'd lift weights. And I never was great at the bench press. Not my thing. The squat, on the other hand, I was pretty good at. In fact, I absolutely surprised them with how much I was able to squat. It shocked. It absolutely shocked the PE teacher at the time what I was able to squat. But we had worked our way up. We'd get what was called a max on the bench press. And on the bench press, we'd figure out what our max was. We'd have a couple of spotters, one on each end of the bar, guys that were big enough to be able to lift the weight off if the person doing the bench wasn't able to do it. And we'd get our max, and then we'd do two different exercises. We'd do reps, which was a percentage of our max, and we'd just, you know, down and up, down and up. And then we'd do something called negatives. And negatives were, we'd take the bar down and hold it a few inches off of our chest and hold it there for a set amount of time and then push it back up. And negatives were done at a higher weight than reps. And both of those were done, and yeah, I got sore. I got sore. Every so often we do squats. Those weren't very common. Squats can be dangerous if they're not done exactly right. They can cause major back problems. Deadlifting can too. Those things, you need to be very careful, and you need to be very precise in your form to prevent injuries. And there's different kinds of injuries. Squats in people in the 14, 15-year-old age range have to be very closely supervised due to several factors. Scoliosis being one of them, the possibility of hernia being another. There's several different things that could potentially happen in that age range. I was able to squat quite a bit, and to the point to where the teacher says, no, you're not going any higher than that. I see that you lifted, I see that you squatted that weight, and that's really impressive. But no higher. You're not built for it. I never was built for it. I was too skinny. And I wished I was almost that skinny now. Not quite that skinny. I was too skinny. But I felt out a little too much at this point. Working out. We as Christians need to train progressively. And the Lord's going to do it progressively. And I know I'm going over this and over this, but just like strength training, it's a repetitive process. Spiritual training is too. And we're doing reps, spiritually speaking here. We're lifting the same weight over and over so that we'll get it. The idea, folk, is we need to be getting a little bit better each time. My problem the last time I went and did any weight training, my problem was that I would be able to max pretty good. And then as I did more reps, it got worse. And I don't know why. I just don't know why. It got I wasn't able to max nearly as much after doing reps and being sore. And I probably could, if I were to get disciplined at it, I could probably do pretty good. But you'd have to work at it. And workouts change depending on what age you are. Spiritually speaking, that's true too. The workout for a spiritual youngster, somebody who's just recently born again, is a very different thing than the workout for somebody who's been a Christian for 50 years. Now, that 50-year-old terms of Christian age, that Christian who is 50 years, Christian years old, is going to have a completely different workout than the person who may be the same physical age, but has only been saved a few years. They're going to have a different workout. It's going to look different. Because hopefully that person who's been a Christian for 50 years has learned a few things and is stronger spiritually. Unfortunately, I'm afraid that there are way too many Christians who plateau early. They get strong quickly, and then they never expand beyond where they've gotten to. They never really get to their potential. Some Christians, they go too quick and they get injured. Again, we have to rely on the Lord to set our speed. The problem is human ambition can be a cruel taskmaster in the context of a spiritual work. The spiritual work must be controlled by a spiritual schedule, not a human schedule based on human ambition. The problem is most people are ambitious. Most people want to rise in the ranks, so to speak, and some people are very competitive and they want to be the top dog and they want to get there quick and they want to take shortcuts and get there quick, and there are no shortcuts, spiritually speaking. Everything you learn is learned in the school of hard knocks, spiritually. You learn everything from real-world experience. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to a Bible college and take some classes. I'm not saying that you should not do that. By all means, if you have opportunity to take some classes in a good Bible-believing Bible college, then by all means, go ahead and do that. Do that. Get more knowledge. That will help you. But that's not your strength training. That's technique training. Strength training requires actual trials. Strength training requires you to get your hands dirty. It requires you to actually go in there and do. You don't get strength training by studying how to lift weights. You get strength training by using the right technique, which you do need to learn, using the right technique, and then lifting those weights. But without the actual act of lifting the weight, it ain't going to do you a lick of good knowing how to do it. You have to put it into shoe leather. I still remember my dad telling me years ago, and I didn't want him to be right. Oh, I didn't want him to be right. But boy, was he ever right. He told me, he said, I don't care how much you know about playing the piano, you're not going to be able to play the piano until you practice. And oh, I wanted him to be wrong. I wanted him to be wrong so badly, but oh yeah, he was right. He knew exactly what he was talking about. I just didn't want to admit to it. I didn't want to admit that my daddy was right. But oh, was he ever. Practice. Christianity, living a Christian life, requires practice and exercise and workouts. Work out your own salvation is what the Bible says. And we need to do that. We need to progress in that. We don't need to just stagnate and plateau and not go anywhere with it. It's supposed to be progressive. It's supposed to be building. And you're supposed to be stronger at the end of your life than the beginning of your life. David says that the Lord has trained him up in war to wear his arms. Well, let's just read it again. He teacheth my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken in mine arms. He teacheth. And I want to thank you for listening to the podcast for this week. I Want to Know More is a podcast ministry of Brother Lamar Owen. I'm out of the Macedonia Baptist Church located in the Silverstein community of Transylvania County. To correspond with me, please email broadcast@lamarowen.net. Again, that's broadcast@lamarowen.net. And join us here again next time for I Want to Know More.